Blog Talk Radio.
Davis, Success with Tony D. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And tonight I have Miss Ella Jackson, actually Evangelist Ella Jackson from Macon, Georgia. How are you doing tonight, Evangelist?
I'm doing great. Hello, everyone.
Well, I do appreciate you for coming on the show. But first, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our good friend, Mr. Erskine Butler, who actually put us in contact with each other. He is the founder and CEO of Best Quartet's Gospel Radio Show. And you can look him up on Facebook. That, again, is Brother Erskine Butler. Again, thank you, sir, for the connection. And, Evangelist, again, I appreciate you for being on the show. And just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm a wife, mother of three grown children, have 8 grandchildren. I love the Lord, and I have a burning in my heart for people.
Yeah. And so, you know, we talked one time before, a couple of times before, and I just enjoyed the conversation. I just wanted to just connect with you and just share how you came in contact with possibly Brother Erskine, and also how you began your ministry.
Yes, sir. Well, Facebook with Brother Erskine, I seen his show on there, and I asked him if I could please send him a CD. And he told me to, and as they say, the rest is history. I've been playing, and I'm on rotation there at his station. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, put me on rotation. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yes, so social media has paid off for you.
Yes, sir. By all means. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So how long have you been in the music industry, ministry?
Well, I've been singing for 45 years, Pastor Tony, and how we got started, my sibling and myself started out in our backyard. My sister would use twigs. Well, I and my sister would use twigs for mics. And one brother played the trash lid for drums. And my other brother, Bobby Flowers, he used a broom for a guitar. And that's who's playing on the CD now, Brother Bobby Flowers.
Okay. And how many of it, you know, were there? How many kids?
Oh, boy. It was 8 of us.
Oh, wow. Y'all had a team. You had a team.
Yes.
That's great. That's great.
Oh,
boy. So what motivates you to sing, and, you know, where do you get this passion from?
Okay, what motivates me is the love I have for God first and people. Growing up, our dad would always play his records, you know, of groups, and we would sing along with them. We would listen to groups like the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Big Red and the Swannies, Quintet, Tommy Edison and Five Singing Stars, the Pilgrim Jubilees, the Jackson Southerners, just the list just go on and on and on and on and on. And we would just, we had like a day, a Friday or Saturday, that he dedicated to just listening to the records.
Wow. And so this was your father?
Yes, Eugene Flowers.
Mm-hmm. Was your mother a part of the group or?
Oh yes, and I'm a junior. My name is Ella. Before I got married, was Ella Flowers, and her name is Ella Pearl Flowers. So she named me after her. But yes,
okay.
She was also a minister. She was an evangelist.
Okay.
Evangelist.
So you also
Ella
grew up in the church.
Flowers. Oh yes. Morning, noon, and night. Yes, sir.
Well, this new generation doesn't know anything about those kind of services. I mean,
no, they don't. They don't. They get tired after 30 minutes. They ready to go.
Yeah, I can remember the old days. You know, you'd be in church from almost sun up to sundown.
Yes, sir. They had a 6 o'clock service that you had to go to every Sunday evening.
Wow.
And I've already been there at church, like, from Sunday school, and then you got to go back at 6 o'clock. Oh, I remember those days.
Well, when it comes to your music, you know, how does your music compare to your lifestyle? And, you know, we had spoken about this one time before, and just kind of elaborate as to how your music compares to your lifestyle. Because I was watching, well, no, my wife was watching the Celebration of Gospel the other night, and I didn't watch it because I just, you know, for me personally, you know, I think there should be a difference. And so I don't want to really get into that. But how does your lifestyle, you know, compare to your music? And you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. Pastor Tony, it's like this right here. I live the life of my music. Whatever I'm singing about, that's my life. Music shouldn't only just be music. It should be a lifestyle. If you're saved and sanctified, then your life should reflect that you're saved and sanctified. You know, and the music now, you know, it, I mean, like, and I'm very particular about what I sing about. You know, it got some good songs out there with some good music. But if you sit down and you listen to the lyrics, you know, and what are these songs are saying? You know, what is this song putting to my spirit? Because, see, it entering to my ears, you know?
Yeah.
and it's entering to my soul. So what is this song putting into my spirit? See, I want Jesus. I need a lot more Jesus. Not a little bit. I need a lot more Jesus, you know? And every avenue that we go, that we live, it should be all about Jesus. That's who I am. If it's not about Jesus, it doesn't matter to me. It's got to be about Jesus.
And I know we all have our own opinions, but I'd just like to get your thought on the condition of music today, gospel music today.
Well, Pastor, it's like this. My take of music today, sometimes it just don't sound like gospel. You know, it doesn't sound like gospel music. Gospel music is supposed to be telling about the good news of Jesus. You know, singers can get wrapped up with the I. Okay, but some songs just tend to leave, tend to leave the word or the name Jesus out. You know, and they just sing on, like I said, the lyrics doesn't really mean anything, because if Jesus is not the beginning of, if he's not the base of the song, if he's not the bottom line of the song, then it's not a gospel. Just my take. It's not gospel if it's not Jesus.
And for me to, you know, and again, this is my take on it, you know, there's a difference between inspirational music and gospel music. I believe gospel music should point somebody to Christ, and nowadays we want to put everything under the label of gospel when actually you can play this stuff in the clubs and you really can't tell the difference.
See, I wanted to say that. You know, but that's what I'm talking about, Pastor. That's what I'm talking about. When you can get a song and you can play it in a club and then play it in the church, Pastor, come on. I mean, no.
Again.
But that's our take, you know.
Yeah.
That's our take.
I'm sure we would have somebody to argue about that, but that'd be the case.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes,
your
sir.
Song, A Soul Winner, I heard that, and I didn't cue it up, so I'm going to try just to play a little bit of this and see if our listeners can hear it. If you just give me just a minute, and I'll come back with this. Again, this is the song,
sir.
A Soul Winner by evangelist Ella Jackson. I hope you all can see this, hear this.
My Bible tell me if you don't mind.
Just a little bit of Soul Winner by Evangelist Ella Jackson. And so, Evangelist, how important is, you know, soul winning to you?
Well, winning soul for Christ is what keeps me going on a daily basis. You know, this world is so wicked and people are needing to see realness in the body of Christ. You know, they need to see realness. We were created to worship God. And when we do what we were supposed to do, when we do what we were created to do, then people will come out of darkness unto God's marvelous light. So soul winning is so very crucial for all of God's people to do, because they're hungry. The people are needing realness. That they're hungry for something that's real. And we, as people of God, we have a mandate to give them realness, and that realness is Jesus.
And again, without that, you know, there's really no purpose. Again, soul winning is for everybody to do. I mean, I know there are evangelists, there are pastors, but again, everybody who's been born again can witness to somebody about
yes.
the love of Christ and
yes.
then to win that soul. He that winneth souls
yes.
is wise. And so, again, I just love the fact that you are passionate about winning souls, not so much about building churches and, you know, building,
yes,
you know, you know, things for ourselves, but leading people to Christ.
That's it. That's it. I have a passion for that. My heart is in that, you know. Just I mean, like, the things of this world is the perks, you know. It's the perks. And we got to have houses,
benefits.
We have to have money, we have to have cars and all this good stuff. But the real thing is leading people to Christ. That's the main thing.
So when you talk about your songs like Soul Winner and some of the others, you know, who writes your songs?
I do. Well, God gave me the lyrics. And I have so many songs that's copyrighted in Washington, D.C. I have them copyrighted. Right after the homegoing of my mother, it was very hard for me, very hard. We were so close, my mother and I. I mean, Lord, we were so close. And right after God called her home to be with him, he just started flooding me. I've never written a song in my life. And the songs, the lyrics just started just coming, and they coming out, started to write. And so they were straight from heaven.
Wow. And so I guess you connected with someone, one that actually did the music?
Oh, no, Bobby. My brother, Bobby Flowers. What happened, brother, Pastor Tony, is, excuse me, God would give me the lyrics, then he would give me the tune on which he wanted to go. And I would tell it to Bobby, you know, and he would put it together in his spirit, what God give him, and it would like, there it is, it's like compulsion, you know, like boom, like a bomb, you know, and they just come together. But he really just listen to my lyrics and see how I want it to go, and then he'll do the rest. He does the rest.
Wow. So
in Christ Jesus.
When we talk about your music, where can people find your music, and how can they get in touch with you?
Okay. The CD can be purchased on CD Baby, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Amazon.com. Also, they can Facebook me to get a hard copy. Evangelist Jackson, that's my Facebook page name. Or they can email me at eljacksoseven@yahoo.com.
That's ELJACKO.
S-O.
Okay.
It's like Jackson without the N.
Okay.
ELJACKSO 7 at yahoo.com.
Okay, and that's the number 7?
Yes, sir.
Okay. LJackso7 at yahoo.com. All
yes.
right, then. Okay, Evangelist, so any last words for our listeners, any final words of encouragement or advice?
Well, all I can say is whatever we do in life, first do it in the name of Jesus. Put him first in everything we do. I don't care how minute or how small you think something is. Put him in the front of it. Let him be the head of everything that you do in your lifetime. I mean the head. I mean like, God, should I eat this potato chips? I mean like so minute, so small. We think that, but once we start to live this lifestyle of asking God his opinion before we get in trouble, and then we ask him, we're going to go to him in prayer. After we get in trouble, after we done made a mess, but we did not consort him before we went into it. No, because we can handle it. We can handle
yeah.
it. But when we get in there, we find out we can't handle it, then we start praying, Lord, get me out, or Lord, do this. And he wants to be the first. Lord, should I do this? Lord, should I go this way? Lord, what should I do? Put him first. If you put him first in everything, everything else will take care of itself. You'll be all right.
I believe it's Proverbs, I believe it's 3:6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, Evangelist,
yes, sir.
I do appreciate you for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you.
I plan on purchasing this CD and just sharing this good news because I love that first song, Soul Winner.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Again, to all our listeners, this is Evangelist Ella Jackson from Macon, Georgia. And you all check her out. Now, I don't know if I got the name of your album.
It's Soul Winner.
Okay, so Soul Winner is the name of the album. Okay, I thought that
yes,
was just a single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Soul Winner.
Well, no, I have several songs on there.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, again,
it's several songs on there.
My friends, Evangelist Ella Jackson, look for her on Facebook, also CD Baby, and didn't you say Amazon?
Reverb Nation, iTunes.
Reverb Nation. Hey, guys, check her out.
Amazon.com.
Evangelist Ella Jackson. Hey, Evangelist, again, thank you. I enjoyed
thank you, sir.
Speaking with you. I look forward to you. To speaking with you in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You all be blessed. I'm going to leave
be
you
blessed.
With awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Gives
strength where I've been weak.
Forever
he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Celebrate the awesome God.